Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
The Crossbreed Holster Studios are in Tampa, my hometown. I love it. AM 860, The Answer. AM 930, The Answer. Tampa and Sarasota, respectively. It's great to come home. It's always fun to come home. I mean, it's like I never left. And got down to Carmine's today. Had a you didn't get out. I know you were just slam packed inside the the hotel.
Heads down the whole time.
We were at the DoubleTree Hilton right on West Shore in Cypress, and we're right around the corner at the studios now. But I got out and got down to Carmine's. Was able to get out and have some lunch with Alan Gottlieb and some close friends from here in Tampa, who thought it was just wonderful that they were having lunch with Alan Gottlieb, lifetime gun owners and admirers of the work that he's done. So it was an awful lot of fun. Went down to Carmine's in Ybor City. And it's interesting, my favorite Cuban, half a pressed Cuban and black beans and rice is at Carmine's, which is Italian. But everything is the Cuban flair down in Tampa's Latin district. It's wonderful down there, and it's almost like, it's just like I was there yesterday. It's just a great place to be. And Florida is all over the news right now. My employer is all over the news. Liberal heads popping like zits over the product that we talk about on Armed American Radio every single week. Let me go there with you, Charles, okay?
Let's do. You know, this is what I teach, too.
Are you a CCA certified instructor?
I am not
yet, but soon.
I will be soon. Right. And I also give out the literature for USCCA in my classes, even though I have no affiliation. I tell people, I have a tagline, I don't get a toaster if you sign up for this. Right. It's just a good idea.
But you are a gold member of the USCCA.
I am not yet.
You're not yet, but you will be.
I will be.
Okay. The USCCAonair.com page, I talk about this all the time. I talk about it every hour, and I drive you to the site for a reason. And what do I tell you? I tell you that I have 1.125 million, and that's what you need, is the 1.125 million. It's called the Platinum Package. What is it that I talk about and drive you to that site for every single day, not just on this monster broadcast, but also the daytime program? It's unrivaled protection for you and your family is what it is. And they refer to it as the turbocharged self-defense shield, the benefits. And let me tell you a little about what those benefits are. Should you find yourself in a self-defense, in a scenario that requires your use of defensive force, and I'm intentionally getting away from the gun there. I usually don't. That's why I kind of trip myself up. But if you find yourself in a situation where you are required to use some type of defensive force to defend your life, any weapon that you happen to have is covered. You shouldn't have to think twice about protecting your family, whether it be with a firearm, knife, or your own two hands, or feet, or a shoe. It doesn't matter. A stick, a baton, it makes no difference. And the coverage is up to $1.125 million in insurance-backed self-defense shield protection. There are three different plans. I'll stick with the Platinum because I have it and I know it. It also includes expert witness coordination should you be charged with a crime. There is upfront, no out-of-pocket coverage cost. If you're involved in a self-defense incident, regardless of the weapon, your critical response team is instantly there to take all financial burdens off of your shoulders, hook you up with an attorney, pay your bond if you need it. They've got you covered, and they educate you on what to do from a legal standpoint should you find yourself in that horrible situation. They also have a legal advisory board. Now, why am I telling you these things? Because these things are real. Real things happen to real people. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Here is a copy. You can hear this. That is the Tampa Bay Times Sunday paper from 1 week ago today. Above and below the fold, in bold black letters, on what is formerly known as the St. Pete Times, that just a liberal rag, well known around the nation as one of the classic liberal rags. The headline, "He attacked me and I had to use force. I was afraid for my life." Nick Julian left let's see, left because his picture's there, Nick Julian, called 911 and described a stand-your-ground situation after he shot a man. He then called U.S. Concealed Carry, which helps gun owners with the legal aftermath of a shooting. This is on the front page of the Tampa Bay Times. In big, bold, full color is a photograph of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association's post-shooting wallet card, of which I have in my pocket right now, with the member instructions circled. Number one, call 911. Quote, I was attacked and was forced to defend myself. Please send the police and an ambulance. Number two, call your attorney. Number three, call the USCCA to initiate your self-defense shield. Number four, make only this statement to the police. I want my lawyer present before I answer any questions, and until then, I invoke my right to remain silent. The left is going predictably absolutely bonkers. Now, this goes into a four-page spread in the Tampa Bay Times here in the Bay Area. Why am I telling you that? Because I'm going to segue to something from keepandbeararms.com. Florida, land of fun, sun, and guns. Because on Friday, not a mere days after that headline, which of course then leads into, and it's the hysteria. It's, oh great, a get out of murder free card is basically the way they're portraying the self-defense insurance that was used by an individual. We'll tell you the story in just a minute. But the Tampa Bay Times editorial board on Friday, September 3rd, Florida's land of fun, sun, and guns. It has come to this in gun-crazed Florida. The state has created such a Wild West atmosphere that gun owners are signing up for coaching and legal help so they can be prepared when they shoot someone. It is the disquieting but logical outcome in a state where the National Rifle Association virtually owns state government, and the answer to any question about public safety is more guns. Let me just throw this out there. The hysterical left-leaning Tampa Bay Times, not left-leaning, left-e, editorial board. Now, let me educate them. The National Rifle Association has nothing to do with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are not one and the same. But that doesn't matter. Why let that fact get in the way? Because they are so accustomed to demonizing the National Rifle Association that they bring it up any opportunity they get. Now take a listen here as I go through this with you. An emerging industry that offers instructions to members for responding to police after they shoot someone, liability coverage, and legal advice fuels a shoot-first mentality. With names like U.S. Concealed Carry, these membership groups provide advice like this nugget for calling 911 after a shooting. Quote, I was attacked and was forced to defend myself. Please send the police and an ambulance. That's a nugget, according to the Tampa Bay Times, when in reality what that is sound legal advice from many, many, many hundreds of pro-rights attorneys around the nation. Then there is this, call the USCCA to initiate your self-defense shield. Here's the translation, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Don't worry about reaching for your gun, because if you follow our instructions, we will help you get away with killing someone. Now, they go on to tell the story of Nick Julian, mm-hmm. who, according to them, apparently knew the drill.
Well, what it reveals is a tremendous framing bias, because if you look at the article, if you look at it in depth, and I look at it from the point of view of a CCW instructor. I've been teaching CCW for 22 years as part of the Arizona Concealed Weapons Permit class. And the Tampa Bay Tribune says, Tampa Bay Times says that, you know, this is your home stomping grounds, not mine. Florida, like many states, has had this caveat. Armed citizens must try to get out of harm's way before defending themselves. But Stand Your Ground changed all that. The 2005 law, backed by the National Rifle Association, says a citizen has, quote, no duty to retreat and has the right to stand his or her ground, unquote, if they believe they must defend themselves from serious injury or death. So to proponents, Stand Your Ground affirms a gun owner's right to self-defense, but critics believe that without the duty to retreat, the law promotes a shoot-first mentality. Now let me tell you from an instructor's point of view. If you turn your back on a threat, you're an idiot, and you're likely to be a dead idiot. You have got, for reasons of purely practical nature, you must face the threat. And the idea that you must retreat from a threat in order to justify your use of force in self-defense is not only tactically insane, it is immoral. And for people here to prophesize or to predict or to broadcast the immorality of a moral act is to call evil good and to call good evil.
Well said. When we come back, I want to get into why are they hysterical? What caused this? Why is this
ignorance
such a huge story on the cover of the Tampa Bay Times? Why? What are they talking about? We'll talk about Nick Julian and what happened that literally flipped out the left over a self-defense shooting. We'll be back right after this. You don't want to miss it. This is why we're here. This is real life. This is what we do.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate the catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right. This is going to be a fascinating remainder of the hour because real things happen. We don't just talk about these things. When you hear me discuss with you or talk with you every hour about the product that the USCCA offers, which, by the way, the USCCA signs my paycheck. Armed American Radio, Tim Schmidt, the founder of USCCA, and I put this program together 8 years ago. This is one and the same. So I take this personal when I see this from the Tampa Bay Times. This is what I do on Armed American Radio, and it's what you, particularly in the Tampa Bay area, who are familiar with this story, are well aware of. And those of you outside the Tampa Bay area, I hope you're paying attention because this can happen to you regardless of where you live. It just happens to be going on right here in Tampa where I am today, here for, ironically, the gun rights policy conference. And the Tampa Bay Times, just the left-wing anti-gun un-American fringe, cannot handle it. They're hysterical over this. So let me tell you, and Charles Heller, by the way, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be on with you.
Let's tell listeners exactly what happened.
Well, what happened is that there was an altercation between the ex-husband of a next-door neighbor and this fellow, I believe Mr. Julian, is it, right? Yeah, Nick Julian IV.
That was a previous one. That was a previous incident. This one here. Let me give you this one here. You're looking at the there were two incidents involved. The one that we're talking about, the U.S. concealed carry. Let me bring that one up. What happened here was, and the Times article. You have to read the whole thing. It's several pages long.
Mm-hmm.
The Times, and this is all we just got into this mm-hmm. over the last few minutes, but it is quite fascinating. What happened was, a gentleman by the name of Nick Julian, who probably is very well aware of this radio program, gets the magazine that I've been writing for years, so he's very familiar with me and this, no doubt, this program, that occurred in Carrollwood, which is a neighborhood just a little bit north of where we are right here in these AM 860 The Answer studios. He, according to Sarah Dinatale, I don't know if I'm Dinatale, I apologize, Sarah, if the Tampa Bay Times reporter, I don't, if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, Julian shot and killed Carlos Garcia in Carrollwood after confronting Garcia for playing loud music from his car stereo around 2 a.m. early one morning last year. Julian twice went outside to confront Garcia before going out a third time with a semi-automatic pistol. According to the Times editorial on Friday, this past Friday, he went outside with a semi-automatic pistol. He told a 911 operator that he shot Garcia because he charged me and I was in fear of my life. Now, here's the thing. The 2005 Stand Your Ground law says I don't have to retreat.
Right. Although wisdom may dictate that if you can get some space between you and the bad guy, it's a reasonable thing to do if you can. And this guy tried to retreat, got trapped at his screen door, and that's when he fired. But the thing about this is that the Tampa Bay Times, it says that the investigation showed that the law has been applied in unevenly and in unforeseen ways. Of course laws are applied unevenly because every circumstance is different.
Exactly.
If you apply laws the exact same way every friggin' time, you're going to do an injustice to people. And this is what we call a framing bias, a journalistic framing bias. This is clean out of the book of the Society for Professional Journalists. This would be a textbook definition of a framing bias. What the newspaper is displaying here is a deliberate and I think malicious bias against your individual right, not just the right to keep and bear arms,
There's no doubt it's deliberate.
There's
no doubt it's deliberate, and I'll tell you why. Take a listen to this.
It's deliberate and malicious.
It is malicious. Let me put it this way. Let me go back to the editorial. The editorial board is speaking mm-hmm. about this, and what they're saying proves what you just said. Let me give you an example. The American Bar Association has not examined these self-defense insurance groups that give out legal advice, but it should, according to them.
Right.
They appear to be a growth industry, and the Julian shooting is the predictable result of easily available guns and NRA-backed laws that make it too easy to avoid criminal charges. Here we go with the big bad NRA again. throw the meat stick right. out, make it the NRA's responsibility, when all Stand Your Ground does is says, I don't have to retreat from a vicious attack that puts my fear of, or puts me in fear of my life, of imminent attack,
but really,
when I have a right to be somewhere. Now, I know where you're going to go, so take
right.
it away.
But Stand Your Ground is not really so that you'll stand with what the Declaration of Independence calls manly firmness and defend yourself. What Stand Your Ground is a bar against an avaricious, a greedy prosecutor coming after you simply because you didn't retreat. That's what the underlying tenet of Stand Your Ground is. And what this does is that the Stand Your Ground laws impinge on the franchise of prosecutors who make it a business to go after you and to seize your assets as a result of things like this. And what this does is it cuts into their piece of the pie. And what this is it's infringing, what the USCCA is doing is infringing on a criminal syndicate, that criminal syndicate being the prosecutor's lobby. And what it's doing is it's eating out the prosecutor's substance because it's making it more difficult for them to go after you unlawfully.
Well, and it's interesting to point out, and I have to be fair here because I haven't dug into Nick Julian's case.
I'm not talking about Nick Julian. I'm talking about the...
No, I'm going back to Nick Julian's case here as I take this back to the Tampa Bay Times. How much time have I got here? Looks like I've got a couple minutes. In this particular case...
Three.
And I have to be honest that I haven't seen all of it. I'm looking at this from the perspective of what I'm reading from the Tampa Bay Times, and we all know what we can do with a lot of that. But the predictable result, according to the Times, is a gun culture that encourages deadly shootings over loud car stereos and emerging business models that make money coaching gun owners on how to respond after they kill someone. Welcome to Florida, land of fun, sun, and guns.
You know, what they don't understand, Mark, is that if you're standing there with a gun in your hand or back in the holster, and it's warm from having been used, and there's a person laying there bleeding, they're doing a darn fine impression of the victim, and you're doing a darn fine impression of the perpetrator. And the system is going to look at it that way. And if you don't explain that I'm the victim, he's the perpetrator, those are the witnesses, here is the evidence. If you don't do that when the cops arrive, there's only five positions available. You can be the cop, a witness, a bystander, the perp, or the victim.
That's okay? it.
And if you don't tell the cop when they get there, I'm the victim, he's the perpetrator, here's the evidence, those are the witnesses. If you don't do that when the cops arrive, the cops will automatically assign you the position of perpetrator.
All right, and we talked with Paul Lathrop, someone that you know,
mm-hmm.
on this program just a few weeks ago, discussing that very scenario, where he found himself a victim of an over-aggressive, another trait. He was a truck driver, he was at a truck stop, they had an altercation, the other driver got overly aggressive, confronted Paul. Paul thought the situation was fixed, never produced a handgun, simply in an effort to get the guy away, said, hey, I have a gun, get away from me, and then motored on down the highway. 30 minutes later, he was pulled over and arrested because that individual did exactly what you just said.
Felony failure to dial 911.
Called the 911 himself, immediately putting the real victim on defense, now having to prove his innocence. And it's very, very dangerous. Now, we're not going to go into the nuances of Stand Your Ground. We will simply say that Stand Your Ground says you don't have to retreat from a place you have a right to be when your life is in danger. All right? When we come back, we'll continue the discussion. It is quite fascinating, but the liberal left is going absolutely crazy here in the Tampa Bay area because you have insurance to protect yourself in the event you need to use a firearm. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
All right. This is a fascinating conversation. And again, sometimes the best radio is the radio you never get to hear. And that's the on-air or the off-air conversations. And Charles Heller from Liberty Watch Radio out at KVOI, Armed American Radio's great affiliate out in Tucson. Charles, welcome back, brother.
Thank you, Mark.
Sometimes the best radio is a radio you don't get to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation off air, we want to bring that back to you. Because I asked Charles, I said, look, are we covering this the right way? There's a reason I ask that. I ask that because I'm not sure we are actually covering it the right way, because we live in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I am the USCCA. I am member number 32. I've been a member of the organization when it was originally founded. I was one of the first 500. In fact, we went back and looked at the numbers. Tim Schmidt, the founder, and I are very, very close friends. And I was actually member number 32. So I have a very long history
mm-hmm.
with this organization as it's being shredded by the Tampa Bay Times, because they don't know anything about it. And when the left doesn't know anything about it and it has anything to do with guns, they immediately go into attack mode. They don't know any different. And this article proves it. So I asked you, are we covering this right? Because I live in this world. This company owns this radio station. We're all part of the radio program.
Mm-hmm.
We're all part of this.
Right.
This is our world. This was the gun rights policy conference. I was a speaker. I'm here broadcasting this national program to over 200 radio stations.
Yeah.
I moderated it, and here we're talking about it. So I asked you, am I covering this properly? And you were very honest, as you always are, and said no.
No, Why? Because the reason is because you and I
being not only gun guys, but being involved with the industry, me being an instructor. I'm co-founder of the Arizona Citizens Defense League. I'm the former executive director of JPFO. We talk in gun speak. We talk about lock time and reset and things that, sure, a lot of people may have heard, but they don't live in that world. We're trying to address the people who maybe own a gun and you want to go get a CCW permit, unfortunately, if your state requires that, but you want to get the training that goes with it, especially the understanding of the laws on the not only what you can and can't say. Most people get more in trouble for what they say than for what they do. And so we want to address the people here, not just the guys who are, you know, the high speed, low drag, have all the permits, have all the training. Maybe they're former military. Maybe they're retired law enforcement who know all this stuff. We're trying to talk to the people who are interested in this stuff and have a motivation to want to listen to a program like Armed American Radio, but may not have gone through a class, either a use of force class like Masad Ayoub teaches or a CCW class. Mine is 8 hours. It gives you fairly comprehensive on the laws. I'll give you an example of it. What that guy, Mr. Julian, did in talking to the 911 operator is full-time four-wheel drive stupid. And I'll give you a reason why. When the police read you your Miranda rights, just say this out loud. Look at your radio speakers and say this out loud with me. You have the right to what? Remain silent. And what's the next line in the Miranda warning? Anything you say can and will be used against
will.
You.
Will.
Now,
is
are
the
they
key.
Saying that for sport, Mark?
No, they're not saying that for sport. And this is, my gosh,
and
we need another hour.
And
this
right,
is
and
an
what the problem is that the Miranda warning, the 911 call comes before the Miranda warning. I was talking to Mas Ayoub. You know, about 30% of the evidence used against people that gets them convicted in court comes from, guess where? The 911 tape. All right, that's recorded, and when you got the operator asking you accusatory questions over the phone, and you're answering them, you're being stupid. Let me tell you how to be smart. For God's sakes, if you gotta dial 911, put the phone in your shirt pocket, and if you don't wear a shirt with a pocket, wear a T-shirt under it with a pocket in it. And put the phone in your pocket. Do not put it on speaker. Dial 911. Put the phone in your pocket and say, operator, there's been a shooting. We need the police and we need an ambulance. And that is all you say. And when the operator starts asking you questions, you can't hear it because the phone is in your pocket where it belongs. You've got a deadly force circumstance. You may have used deadly force in self-defense. You don't know if someone who knows the perp that you just had to shoot isn't on his way with a gun in his hand. So you either have your gun still in your hand or you have your hand on your gun back in the holster where it belongs if you're not going to use it immediately. And now you've got a situation where deadly force may be necessary again. And where is your attention? Your attention is down the phone. Do you know that Apple has a new product on the market? It's going to be the hottest seller in the world. It's an iPhone case with the imprint of a nose coming out the back, because that's how deep some people have their nose in their phone, when their nose ought to be outward. What is the 911? I go to the 911 center twice a year in a charity project I'm involved in, and I actually get to sit and listen to the calls. What Mark Walters, what is the 911 operator taught to do?
Well, listen, here's the scary part about this. Let me go over here for just a second, because you've given us a lot to talk about and a lot to think about. Our good friend Alan Corwin discusses this on the broadcast on a very regular basis,
mm-hmm.
about 911, because you have the right, and I'll do my Alan impersonation. You have the right to do what? Remain silent. The moment you make the phone call, the 911 call is being what?
Recorded.
Your right to silence is immediately over. What happens should you be charged? What's the first thing the media does? The media wants. They want the 911 tape.
That's why they want the video
made public.
That's why they want the video on the shooting in South Carolina.
So again, this is something that is extremely difficult, and I wish
we had
more time. It's very volatile.
It's volatile.
It's particularly in today's day and age. It's very volatile. There's no real short answer to this. From a 911 perspective, there are a lot of different techniques
And let me tell you, that 911 tape is not necessarily intact. I had I was the victor in a drive-by shooting where someone shot at me in 1992. It was too long an incident to go into over the radio. But let's just say that I began my education in 1992 with that use of force incident in the legal system and how the legal system works. And I got very perturbed at the 911 operator, and I used some choice words that would be an FCC violation if I used them here. And every single time I swore in the 911 tape, which was replayed in court, the transcript said unintelligible.
Right.
I'm telling you that anything can happen to that 911 tape. It can be edited, and anything you say can and will be used against you. Don't say there are two things you should say. Number one, there's been a use of force. We need the police. We need an ambulance. And if you say those things, I guess that's three things. If you say those three things, nothing in there is going to incriminate you. You don't say, I shot somebody.
But here's what the Tampa Bay Times is having a problem with. The Tampa Bay Times, it isn't the fact that it was a 911 call. It isn't the fact. Where they have a problem is the fact that there was a defensive gun use, and they can't stand that. They don't like that you have a right. No. That's why they're writing the column the way they're writing it. It's why they're demonizing the NRA. God forbid, they're not approaching this man as a law-abiding citizen. They've made up their minds. They know more than the state attorney who chose not to prosecute the case. They don't like the stand your ground law. They don't think it can ever be used for good. It has. And their bias is clearly coming out in this piece, Charles.
But it's not just the stand your ground law. What they're really, the underlying tenet of what the Tampa Times is, Tampa Times?
Tampa Bay Times.
Tampa Bay Times is objecting to is the idea that there's some, if you'll pardon the phrase, rabbi, the accused or the defender can go to and get advice on how to act to preserve his rights. Instead, what they're presuming, though, is the government's authority. What they're objecting to is that the government can't do what it wills with somebody who does something wrong, which is defend them, in their idea, which is defend themselves. They're against self-defense, but they're against the idea that someone should have a coach to go to who can help to preserve his rights. They want your rights to be inherent from the government, not inherent in your birth.
And that's where the bias comes in. This is very dynamic. We could go in a lot of different directions here. Here's what I would ask the editorial members at the Tampa Bay Times, nostalgia, St. Pete Times to me, just a big old liberal rag, and call themselves whatever they want. Here's what I would ask them. Do each one of them have a fire extinguisher in their home? Do each one of them have automobile insurance? Do each one of them have boat insurance? Do each one of them have health insurance? Sure they do, because they're required to by their hero.
Yeah,
you know, so
the Obamianist in chief.
Of course. The fact of the matter is the fact that there is self-defense insurance, because they have home home insurance, does that mean they're going to start a fire in their home? The fact that you have self-defense insurance does not mean you want to kill someone. They don't trust you. They don't trust the fact that you're a free man. We'll be back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to
to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I just don't understand the man who possesses no means to defend his family. To me, that's unconscionable. That's your number one responsibility.
I've been holding a gun in my hand since I was probably old enough to walk. I really have. It's part of my everyday life to be armed. I don't go anywhere without my gun.
You need to carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you even consider that?
Now, back to the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
You know, I don't... Something tells me that the Tampa Bay Times would have a problem with that advice. Now, let's talk serious for just a moment. Something tells me that the Tampa Bay Times would have a problem with my advice that I've been saying for many years on national radio to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere, to never leave your cave without your club. Let me remind the Tampa Bay Times and listeners around the nation, in particular, listeners right here in Tampa, Florida. I used a firearm to defend my life in 2002 as the crow flies about 2.5 to 3 miles out, so about a little bit northeast of this studio that we're in right here in AM 860 The Answer. In a notorious area of Tampa known as Suitcase City at the corner of Fletcher and Nebraska Avenue. That's right, it's Tampa Bay Times. It's not the nicest area, and if you live there, well, you know that. I'm not telling you something you don't already know. Right there near the infamous Todd Theater, you know where I'm talking about. I never had to fire a shot that day, but I stopped the activities, the criminal activities of two individuals who turned their attention toward me. And I was able to stop that activity on my way to work at about 6:20, 6:30 in the morning because I was lawfully armed. Thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger. But here's something that the Tampa Bay Times just doesn't want to hear. I would have. I was trained to. I had no desire to. I wasn't looking to murder someone or kill someone in defense of my life simply because I had a gun. But to the liberal, left, gun-hating American, gun is bad. Gun equals murder. Gun isn't used for good. They don't see that side of it. They see Chicago. They don't report on Chicago, but they see the murders. Gun is bad. I used a gun to defend my life. I've written it in my book, Lessons from Armed America. I mentioned it at the Gun Rights Policy Conference to close it out on Saturday's festivities. And I think they have a problem with my lawful use of that firearm that morning. Do you?
I think so too. But I think their problem is rooted in a deep, total lack of information and knowledge about the topic, and number two.
Okay, wait. Let me stop you. These are editorial writers for a newspaper.
Right.
And let me give you that knowledge thing here. I often say on the air, as you know, ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. You are responsible for your own stupidity if you choose to remain ignorant. Understand that. In today's day and age, everybody has one of these phones.
Right.
Everybody, including the homeless guy who called 911,
they don't know where to look.
Has the world at their fingertips.
They don't know where to look for the
info. They choose not to.
They don't know where to. No, they don't. They don't understand. They've never heard of John Lott.
You're telling me that the editorial board of the Tampa Bay Times,
that's exactly what I'm
does
telling.
Not know where to look to get
I'm telling
this,
you,
and therefore
they
choosing
can't,
to
Mark,
remain
they
ignorant.
They can't find their ass with both hands in a magnifying glass. And what I'm trying to tell you is not only they have no look, they not only not have the information, they don't have the ground of being to know they should look for information. Look, I came from the Chicago Tribune. I worked there in 1974 and 75, and I can tell you that people in that era had investigative sense. Today we don't. What?
Great radio. Go ahead.
People today do not. What we are is a mile wide and a quarter inch deep. And the problem is that the people at the Tampa Bay, whatever it is, don't understand there's another perspective. And on top of it, they believe only what is on the surface. They believe only what they see on TV or maybe on a YouTube video or something. Their ground of being on this is, like I say, has zero depth in it. It couldn't support an iota of logic because it would fall over from lack of information. And when you come from that perspective, the only thing you can do is demonize what appears to be wrong. And the only cure to that is getting some of these reporters, some of these reporterettes, and getting them to the range and getting them some good information. When I'm the spokesman for two organizations, one national and one local in Arizona, and what happens to me is I get a lot of calls from Fox News in Los Angeles. I get calls on background, and I tell them, look, you can use me as a source. You don't have to quote me. I give you my word. I will never give you an unsupported fact or tell you anything that isn't true. I'm very biased. But I'm biased towards individual liberty.
I'm not biased.
I'm 100% biased. But the thing is, my bias is overt. The problem with the Tampa Bay toiletry, whatever paper that's called, is that they are biased and their bias is not overt.
All right.
It's overt
well,
to you
let,
and I,
then
but
let's,
it's not
overt. Then I'm going to use that to, because that to me is proof that they do know where to go. Because you said it's not overt, that means they're hiding it, that means it's intentional. That means this column is written in such a fashion that means they are choosing in right. today's day and age to remain ignorant. And that goes – again, I have the FCC to be concerned with.
I'm a broadcaster
radio.
Too.
I have to be cognizant of that. It's been a lot of years. I can't believe I haven't gotten myself in trouble with such an emotional
right.
topic.
Yeah, you could run into a real fluster cluck.
Yeah, you really could, and you better watch that every time
know,
you
I've
say
never
that.
Said
it scares
wrong.
Me to death.
I know. That's why
on
I say it. I love making you
does.
Uncomfortable.
It definitely does because I see it coming.
Listeners
it
laugh when I make you uncomfortable. He's red in the face right now, folks. I should take a picture.
Not the first time I've broadcasted with you at KVOI right. in Tucson, and I understand how you are.
Right.
So I trust you with that. You're a radio right. professional. But the fact of the matter is it angers me, and I can't get in their head. I can only speculate, as you can, quite frankly, and you've done that, and that's your opinion, you're probably at least half right. Let me put it that
well,
way. And I'm probably
the
half
thing
right.
is, if you're going to speculate, you have to have a big enough speculum.
Yeah, and this this angers me to the point of frustration.
Yeah,
that provides the impetus and the energy to continue to do this radio program 6 days a week in its daytime format and its weekly monster format, because this is why we exist.
Mm-hmm.
This hits home because they're talking about the company that not only do I have the insurance, I was there when it was formed. I remember when it was an idea. I was a 32nd member. I began writing for Concealed Carry Magazine at my desk in New Tampa in 2004. It's been 12 years. Hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But this is real for me. And you know, to those who think, oh, it's just an advertisement, they're sponsoring the show, this is the real deal.
And it really what you've got there in the Tampa Bay Times, right?
Yeah.
I finally said it right. And the Tampa
just saying that liberal rag.
No, it's not liberal. It's leftist. I respectfully disagree with you. I'm a liberal.
We've only got 1 minute. I'd love to have that conversation with you, but we'll go ahead and accept that, and you go ahead and
close it up. All right. So what I'm saying to you is that article that you've been quoting in the editorial position is actually a backhanded acknowledgement of USCCA. Because what they're really complaining about is the effectiveness of an organization that stops them from demonizing the defender.
All right. Let me say this to the Tampa Bay Times, and let me tell you how this works, and they ought to know better. Have you ever heard the old saying that there's no such thing as bad publicity?
Right, as long as you spell the name right.
Let me tell you, listener, we have fire insurance. We have homeowners insurance. We have automobile insurance. There is now insurance available to you to save yourself in the event you have to use a gun to defend your life. It's available. And I want to thank the Tampa Bay Times
for their acknowledgement.
For their acknowledgement of that and providing thousands upon thousands of new members. You have 20 seconds, and then I've got to close it. Hurry.
I want to tell you what Mark Twain says about this, and that is, if you do not read the paper, you're uninformed, and when you do read the paper, you are then misinformed.
Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, Tampa Bay Times. Why would you ever do that? I will see you tomorrow back up in Atlanta studios, in the home studios of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Thank you.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com. That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.